The old image of the percussionist in Western classical music is that of a lonely person, way at the back of the orchestra, waiting mostly. Cymbals poised in air, waiting through lengthy string passages and woodwind solos and brass flourishes for his or her moment. And then, for an instant, it arrives. That was then. Here and now, I'm in a rehearsal room in Wayne, New Jersey, with 24 percussionists. They are, in fact, the New Jersey Percussion Ensemble. Tomorrow night, they take center stage to perform Charles Warrenen's historic 1976 Percussion Symphony at Cooper Union's Great Hall. The room is literally so packed with instruments of every description, I can barely squeeze my mic between the break drums and the Almglocken.
I'm Paul. I play the marimba.
My name's Walter, and I play the gong.
I'm Damon. I play the temple blocks.
Barbara, I play piano one.
Composer Charles Warrenen has been known to refer to our time as the age of percussion.
What really defines, for me, a percussion instrument is the fact that it rings, not the fact that you hit it.
My name's Mike. I play antique cymbals or crotales.
You know, in the Middle Ages, there were various kinds of medieval classifications of instruments. String instruments were grouped under percussion on the grounds that the bow struck the string, and in a certain sense, that's true.
Alex on xylophone.
No, it's the ringing characteristics of percussion that it is the decay of the sound, for me, in many ways, more than the actual ictus.
Ictus. The recurring stress or beat in a rhythmic or metrical series of sounds.
Ready, go, in.
The great advantage that percussion instruments have over almost all other kinds of instruments is that they define the onset of the sound very precisely, which means that one can do complicated rhythmic things, rhythmic ensemble things, that often don't work very well with instruments that start their sound more gradually.
Ray DeRoche, the conductor of the ensemble, recalls their early influence on Warrenen.
We played a piece many years ago, one of the first performances we had in New York Zionization, the Varese score, and Charles was in the audience, and I'd like to say it inspired him.
Zionization for, I believe it's 13 percussion players, is a piece at about 4.5 minutes that dispenses with pitch relations pretty much completely.
Warrenen took it the next step by returning percussion to the more traditional realm of pitch. His big, complex contrapuntal piece is 40 minutes long.
In many ways, it's a very old-fashioned piece. It has three big movements, fast, slow, fast, in the traditional way.
And it's not only in form that it has old-fashioned elements. The composer has actually taken earlier music, 15th century music, originally for voices, and has transcribed it for pitched percussion to offer quiet interludes, relief, he calls it, from the denser, just plain louder music of the main movements. And it has a remarkable sound.
I appropriate music of the past that I love by doing something with it myself. I transcribe it because I want to, as it were, eat it and make it mine. What I tried to do my entire life is to, on the one hand, maintain the apparatus, greatly expanded apparatus that 20th century composition has given us, to remain in that sense a progressive composer, but on the other hand, to reestablish links with the music of the past.
Paul Viancourt, timpani.
I'm John. I'm going to play the glockenspiel.
Ray DeRoche founded the New Jersey Percussion Ensemble in the 1960s. He admits that the notion of a group of percussionists is something he never imagined in his younger years.
Back then, we didn't think of that. No, we didn't, as a matter of fact. But now, of course, it has become a real solo kind of instrument.
My name's Pete. I play the drums. We get pieces written for us all the time. We're very fortunate with that. We get new pieces sent to us continually.
Peter Jarvis is a longtime member of the group and acts as its organizer and director.
This is a very, very, very dedicated group of people.
Let's go from 649.
What is striking, if you'll pardon the expression, about watching these people rehearse is the spectacle of it all. To see them all together, all of them stroking, smashing, bowing, and otherwise percussing, if you will, is to follow a kind of dance.
Well, here you have people who are simply so devoted to the music that they spend their waking hours learning it properly.
And they genuinely love this piece.
This percussion symphony, I mean, that just kind of tops everything. I mean, you know, that just, when you do the symphony and the beauty of every line and the beauty of working it out, the pitches, the counterpoint, and the driving rhythm is there all the time. The lines between instruments, it's like a light show that just connects from one stream of lights to the other. And if it works, everybody playing strong and the balance is right, well, it's just scintillating.
The New Jersey Percussion Ensemble. They recorded Warrenen's Percussion Symphony for Nonesuch Records in 1978. You can hear them give a rare live performance of it on the stage of the Great Hall at Cooper Union tomorrow night at 7:30.
If it works, it'll bring the house down, frankly.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.